first drink of the day. The first drink of the day. The first drink of the day. The first drink of the day.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Football Pubcast, show number 94. Jim Staples is feeling a little bit sorry for himself today, it would appear. So
a little bit tired.
Is it
jaded? Yeah, jaded's a good word.
So I've taken the reins and leading the podcast today as we go. We've got Jim Staples here, just about.
Yep.
Mainly in body, not so much in mind.
Possibly, yeah.
Somehow, well, we'll see how we get on. I'm a bit worried about you, to be honest.
It's all right.
You all right?
Yeah.
All right, Stuart Hall.
Yep.
Jay?
Hello.
Shawnee Miller.
Alright.
He gave everyone a surname, but Jay. Just gave him a
Jay.
He
doesn't know it.
Just Mundle. You don't need it.
Oh, yeah. Just Jay. Jay would be.
It's a bit like Ronaldo.
Yeah.
It's a bit like
Ronaldo. So cool.
He's so cool, he doesn't need a surname. Exactly.
Isn't Ronaldo known as like CR7 now, anyway, or something? That's what he's marketing
CR7,
stuff.
CR7, 9 now, isn't it?
Oh, is he 9 now?
CR9.
No,
isn't. 7? I don't
7,
know.
7, 7 definitely 7.
I'm just trying to bet on that.
Benzema's number 9, isn't he?
Go on.
He has got CR9 on there, isn't he?
No,
I thought it's CR7.
CR9,
that's Croydon.
That's Croydon.
Oh,
yeah.
You definitely
probably,
want
CR9. When he went to Real Madrid, I would like the Croydon postcode, please, yeah, as my symbol. All right, 1994. I have got a stat for 1994.
Good
you
man.
Think of football, you think of 94. What do you think?
World Cup.
Yes. Stu, what do you think?
Diana Ross missing an open goal.
Yeah, all of that.
Diana Ross?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, World
Cup 94. Start the opening ceremony. No. You were probably only about 10 anyway, weren't you?
Nine.
There you go.
Hell.
Well, we're not very conventional on the podcast, so when I think of football 1994, or 94, I think of David Hurst.
Of course you do.
Sheffield Wednesday and
Southampton.
Right,
yeah.
I'll tell you why. He is 94th in the list of top 100 Premier League scorers.
Oh, brilliant.
43 goals spread between Sheffield Wednesday, and he scored 9 for Southampton as well. He just got 3 England claps and scored 1 goal against New Zealand in 1991.
Great ratio.
Which led me to looking to the rest of the players that make up the top 100. A few interesting ones for you that I didn't think would be in it. Chris Armstrong.
Yeah,
no way.
He's number 45.
Palace boy.
Not so much a Spurs legend.
Well,
how many did he got for Palace in the Premier League?
Probably like 20-something.
Yeah, okay. It's 45th place with 71 goals in total.
It was 71 goals.
Spurs.
He must have scored a few at Spurs.
Yeah.
Diving headers, I remember.
He was there for a while.
He was there for a while.
Yeah.
Dean Holdsworth's in there.
Of course he is.
Lee Bowyer is in there with 57 goals, yeah. Gabby Abondehor has got 53 goals for Villa already. I had no idea
He's been there about 4 seasons now.
Efren Okoku rocking it at number 73.
Nice.
We've also got, it's not a strange one, but Marin Pahars just made me think of how good a footballer Marin Pahars was.
He was a quality player.
If he didn't have all the injuries.
Yeah. I'm not sure when this article was done, so this is probably old now, but when it was done a few years ago, these were some of the players that were within 10 goals of making the top 100. So, Shola Ramayobi, Ashley Young, Maluda. Scored like 40-odd goals.
Right.
He only needs... Paul Ince is the bottom player on 100th place with 41 goals. Bobby Zamora is already in there. Exactly.
Scored at the weekend. That's one more in there.
Mikel Arteta.
Best league in the world.
Leon Osman will be in there pretty soon as well, by the look of things. And Yossi Benayoun is on 31, but he's probably scored a few for Chelsea in this article. But that was my 1994 stat.
Very nice. Right. Standout performance, gents. Player or team?
Can I go first?
Yes, you can.
I want to say Raheem Sterling for Liverpool. I think he had an awesome game against.
Was this before or after he got a bollocking from Brendan Rodgers?
Yeah, I saw that. It wasn't quite a bollocking.
What was the bollocking?
It wasn't like Warnock at Huddersfield style. It was basically.
Yeah, exactly.
He accused him of saying the word steady. Where I don't know when, but at some point,
saying the word what?
Yeah, Brendan Rodgers accused Raheem Sterling of saying the word steady.
Why is that an accusation?
I don't really know. Raheem Sterling denied it, and then
hang on, you're not making no sense.
Right,
what's wrong with the word steady?
I don't know.
So had training, tackle, and he's gone off steady.
So if you read this article, why have you got no context behind it? What have you just read the article for? Don't really understand that, but I'll say about it on the show in a minute.
Yeah, that's exactly. I watched a video. You, they're at some kind of training camp.
It was on Liverpool TV, I think it was. It was behind the scenes footage.
Yeah.
Have they not done a behind the scenes programme that's coming out?
Yeah.
Soon?
That's the one.
It's all to do with that.
Yeah.
Raheem Sterling, I'm assuming someone's putting a naughty tackle.
No. He was trying to give him some advice, and apparently Raheem Sterling said steady.
To Lambert?
No, to whatever his name
Rogers.
Is.
Rogers.
Yeah. Right, okay, there's a bit more context here now. So Brendan Rodgers giving a bit of chat, and Raheem Sterling got quite steady, and he's gone,
shit thing.
Yeah, he speaks to me like that.
You don't hear him say steady. And then, but apparently, Rodgers reckons he does.
Anyway, that was a really, really good story.
He's a bad player, anyway.
Back to my performance, I think it was excellent.
And what did he actually do? I didn't see the football on Sunday.
He was up against Colo Torre, and obviously Colo Torre's a big... I think they played three at the back that day.
Yeah.
They played three at the back, and he was
like three centre backs.
Yeah.
Which has been poo pooed quite a lot, especially on Match of the Day, wouldn't it?
Really?
They don't know why they changed the three centre backs. Doesn't make sense. But anyway, sorry, go on.
But I think he had an awesome game, held the ball up well as well when he had the opportunity. He took him on. Beat him a good
for a 17-year-old.
For a 17-year-old, confidence. I think he's only
steady performance.
Well. Yeah, he was steady.
Don't say that.
Just went straight along with that.
Don't say that.
Sorry.
Do I
have to leave the pub now?
Yeah.
I just think he's got some good potential there in the future.
Because they're talking about him going out on loan, weren't they?
Yeah,
but now they're saying
no way.
He's already been mentioned on Twitter as a possible Hogwarts for the future.
They should have loaned him back to us.
Because he was at QPR, wasn't he? Up until the age of
16. When I
signed him last year.
When I saw that performance, I just thought, what would a QPR fan think? You must be pretty pissed off, really.
It's going to happen, is it? Big.
I don't think it'd happen now. If you got a kid coming through at that age, I don't think Liverpool would be able to poach him now from you. This was when you were still in the Championship, obviously. Would have been
in the Prem. October last year, I'm sure it was.
He's been at Liverpool longer than that, I'm sure. He's definitely been at Liverpool longer than that.
I'm sure it was.
Stuart looks forlorn.
I'm sure it was.
This is nearly the second bet you've had today. The first one being the Cristiano Ronaldo, which you backtracked on.
I looked it up. He did start as CR9 at Real Madrid.
When did you look it up?
Do you
want to
fucking check?
Oh,
leave it.
Steady.
When Real left Real Madrid, he went to CR7, but he did start as
CR9. Oh, right, okay. Okay. Fair enough.
Right. Well played. Shaunie Miller.
Steady. Oh, we finished on Sterling. I was going to ask how much
you
got.
From that performance,
£5 million, I think.
£5 million? Yeah. Well, that's not bad.
Considering he never played the first team game. I think it was settled out of court, obviously, because they knew how good.
Jay, I'm interested. Villa, don't make your performance of the...
Well, we haven't performed for the last 2 weeks.
Come on. We're recording this on a Wednesday, as usual.
Oh, well, yes.
You got a great win last night.
Yeah, we got a good win last night. I got some... fucking League 2 team or whatever.
They're called Tranmere Rovers.
Good knowledge. Good knowledge.
Idiot.
Anyway,
you're very aggressive today, aren't you?
Well, some lower league team, they're actually second in the league at the moment. And
I can understand why you take that to heart a little bit.
Sorry, Jay. I'm just not really up for this season.
How are the reserves going?
Reserves are doing really well, actually.
Well, I mean, it's not the reserves anymore, is it?
No, Stuart Hall's just said that.
Yeah.
Stuart Hall's just said that. I went to a Gillingham game a week ago Tuesday, and on the way back I got a chat to a guy on the train who was asking me about a few Gillingham players, and turns out he's a scout. He's a Brian Hove Albion scout. So I was like really interested. He was about our age as well, sort of mid-20s, late-20s.
What's his name?
Didn't get his name. My dad did, because my dad didn't believe him, so my dad looked him up. And he's like, he's actually a scout. Well, he told us his sob story about he was going to be a player and then he'd done his knee in. He was at Charlton, did his knee in.
Yeah.
What do you mean the kid?
There's an article on him.
I don't think he's a very well-known player or anything like that.
No, but it was about a scout for Brighton Hove Albion who was at Charlton, did his knee in. He's about our age. I read about this the other day.
Really?
Anyway, I generally did. No, did his knee. Did his knee.
Anyway, got a chat to this guy who was talking to me about football. I quickly realised he wasn't a Gillingham fan or a Wickham fan. So I was like, you've been at the game, he's wearing a suit. He said, I'm a scout. He was in the game. Got a bad injury, did a bit of coaching, then did a sports science degree, went and worked at Bolton for a year, just voluntary, and then eventually they took him on. He got released from them in the summer because obviously they cut a lot of costs coming down. He's been picked up by Brighton, so he's a Brighton scout. So I said, oh, you must love that. And he was like, oh, yeah, it does get a bit tiring. I was like, mate, you're paid to watch football. And he was like, yeah, I suppose you're right. And I said, so what's your like week? And we were speaking on the Tuesday night, and the Monday night he'd been to Arsenal to watch Arsenal under 21s play Bolton under 21s.
What's the score? 0-0, I think.
I don't know, but to which mine was like under 21s, and then he told me all about this under 21 league. So
league,
instead
it?
Of a reserves league, there is now, is it under 20 or under 23?
Under 21s,
but you're allowed three players.
Three overage players.
So the Olympic style,
yeah.
Yep, exactly. And one overage outfield player. There's 22 teams, 17 Premier League teams, and five from the Championship.
Okay, no, so this isn't the next generation series, which is what the Spurs got to play.
No, that's part of the next gen. That's under 19.
That's under, all right, yeah,
yeah, that's right.
But this guy was saying it's so much better because the reserves was just like rubbish. You had all these players in there that didn't want to be there. Suddenly there's these players, these younger players that have actually got a chance. Plus you're going to get the players, older players.
So what happens though if you're not getting, you're a 25-year-old player not getting in the first
come
team and come back from injury, so
there's still reserve games,
they'll still do reserve friendlies, but they'll
stuff,
yeah, they'll manage those themselves, right, is what I understand of it.
So this is an extra thing, this isn't
and also like when the likes of Jack Wilshere eventually can start playing, instead of playing just with the stiffs in the reserves, they'll put him as their overage player in this under 21 performance league.
Okay, so there's more focus on it.
Who's been out with his knee, that's how he's got so fit so quick.
Who's that?
Playing decent competitive football at that level.
Right. But apparently it's revolutionised this season because it's actually a decent standard and the players are up for it.
It's supposed to be really competitive.
To keep an eye for it.
But could be good watch as well. I'm sure Liverpool TV probably show their.
They do, and all the big clubs have to play at least two of their home games in their actual stadium.
Yeah, we play all of ours.
All of yours. Yeah, we play all of ours. At Selhurst Park as well.
And you would have thought Seeds Girls can probably get him free, can't you, in most places?
Free, and Arsenal, I think, charged £4 on the door to get him.
And this guy said he was at Arsenal on the Monday night, he said brilliant, like really good game, really
the
good standards.
The atmosphere apparently was really good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How do you know the atmosphere was good?
I read it.
Oh, okay. I thought you were sitting behind me on the train or something.
But, good work, that's interesting stuff.
Alright, so sorry, I jumped in there. We started talking about reserves.
I was going to finish off by saying that apparently Stuart Downing is going to be converted to a left back.
I'm not sure if it's because of his performances. I think it's either you're going to play left back or you're out in your ear roll, isn't it?
So, he said he's delighted to play that role on, apparently. So, we'll see what happens.
He could be a good left back.
He could be.
They can't tackle.
Well, apparently, Adam Johnson
as well. I know we'll go on to Moves in a minute, but Adam Johnson going to Sunderland. I think
that's a really good move for him.
Whenever he plays for England, he played in that game against Italy, didn't he, on the right hand side, he looks really good.
I'd
just say, look what Martin O'Neill have done for a lot of wingers, Stuart Downing, Ashley Young as well. He plays that sort of game.
Tony Daly. If Martin O'Neill had been at Aston Villa with Tony Daly,
he would have been awesome.
Superstar. Yeah. He was anyway in my eyes, but
I think it'll be a good move for him.
Solo goal.
But then again, you got the proposed move of Scott Sinclair going to
it's broken down though, according to Victor Moses has gone. Alright, we're going on to transfers. Let's put it back. Sterling, Sean, what are you going for?
I was going to go with Swansea, a few other teams I was going to mention, but
Loud drop out Adrian.
But yeah, I watched the game against West Ham and
it's coming. It's only a game around the corner.
I watched the game against West Ham and there must have been about 4 minutes where West Ham didn't get a touch of the ball.
I think it was 45 or 40 something passes consecutively.
Yeah, absolutely ridiculous.
Boring.
3-0 up at that stage.
they have been flying.
They needed that result because he would have been in trouble now. He's basically survived the sack on the basis of that 3-0 win. So well for their placement. I was watching that game in a pub in East London, so there's a lot of West Ham fans around, and I wanted their take on the Jarvis transfer. 10.75 million, was it?
10.5
million. Jill's earned
a bit of money out of that.
Yeah, 15%.
It's not
bad. But I sort of said, so what do you make of it? And these two guys obviously knew their stuff. They said, right, they've paid too much, probably 3 or 4 million too much, but he is exactly what West Ham needs.
And I was like, wingers.
What do you mean? And I went, well, Allardyce has said this, that he will just get the ball, he can go past the man, he can cut inside and put a decent cross in. Is that right? And I said, yeah. He's done that. He did that for Gilles, made a step up with Wolves, did it for Wolves. He's likely to do it for West Ham. As I said that, they went, yeah, the problem is, mate, we've still got Colton Cole in the fucking middle.
That's the thing. Yeah. That's what I was about to say. Who are you putting in the ball?
They need to sign someone. Then we start talking about, I was like, sign Berbatov. They can't afford the wages, whatever.
And Carroll.
He won't.
Yeah, well, this is the title. Yeah. But as we were saying, now, right, the game kicked off, and in the first minute, if anyone watched it, Jarvis cut down,
whipped across him.
Great cross to the back post. No one there. No one there.
No. Just went over.
Just went over. Yeah. But I mean, if you've got a number 9, if you've got Andy Carroll or someone, a marksman in there. Yeah, bang, header, easy. All they have to do is direct that towards goal and it's going in because they had a lot of pace on it.
It was a great
ball. They literally were just like, look. And I was like, yeah, you've got it. Fair play. But no, yeah, Swansea's a fair shout.
Yeah.
They're playing very, very well at the moment. Jimbo?
I've not gone for the Premier League. I've not really seen much of the Premier League, but Blackpool, 3 out of 3.
Oh, God.
And winning 6-0 against Ipswich. Ipswich aren't having a great time,
One of my best mates is an Ipswich fan, and he was saying... The weekend before, not a bad start. They'd got 4 points from 3 games, but like, 4 points from 3 games.
They looked really good against Watford.
Yeah, exactly. When they beat Watford 1-0, didn't they? They were starting to look pretty good, and then they turn around and get absolutely humped 6-0.
But I forgot to mention Paul Lintz, Thomas.
Scored a double against Millwall, and he got a brace again on
Saturday. If they keep hold of Lintz and Matt Phillips.
Well, Phillips apparently is going to Southampton.
That's been on and off all summer. And
good little noise there.
That's my noise for dubious transfer rumours. he's been on and off all summer, and the hierarchy at Blackpool have said, we're not going to sell him. He's signed a new deal. We don't need to sell him. We don't need the money. He'll play. And he's happy to play. He's come back into the team, and he's been playing brilliantly, so they can keep hold of the two of them. And they've got a shout this season, definitely.
I think so. Well, they made the playoffs last season, didn't they? Yeah. So they improved on that slightly.
Exactly.
Elsewhere as well, that would be my overall performance, Blackpool as a team. A couple of other little ones. The Northampton-Southend result was 3-3 in League 2. Interestingly, it was 0-0 at half time.
I was just going to say that. I was sat there watching match the other day, and it just went again back and forth, didn't it?
Yeah. It was 0-0 at half time, then there was 4 goals in the last like 10 minutes, 12 minutes.
Because it looked like Southend had come from behind to nick the points, and then... late equaliser, I think, wasn't it, from Northampton?
Yeah, 90th minute. Yeah. It was at 82nd, 86th for Northampton, 3-2 up, and then 90th minute for Southend.
Oh, Southend came back, sorry, yeah.
Northampton, sorry, yeah. And the other one as well, did you see Wickham were losing 3-1 at home, and the match was abandoned against Bristol Rovers? Not an easy trip to make either, Bristol to Wickham.
Was it
a fair trip?
After how long?
Abandoned after 66 minutes.
Ooh. Isn't that a result?
No. Is it 70 minutes a result?
It's not a result.
No.
3-1, it was 3-1.
So do they start again, like fresh, for like the rescheduled match?
Apparently the Bristol Rovers fans were going mental.
Yeah.
Stormed the ticket office, I've heard, trying to get their money back. Like, we want our money back. Yeah, I wouldn't want your money back. I'd want the result. 3-1 up.
Yeah.
Away at Wickham, who have just come down. That's a great result for Bristol Rovers.
Yeah, because money back, don't worry about that. You get another game for free, surely. Your ticket will be validated for the next game.
You've still got this travel cost and stuff like that. Yeah.
But that's what I mean. But you're right, I'd want the result.
Yeah, there's only 25 minutes left in the bloody game.
Exactly. I remember a similar case back when Palace were in the Premiership. In 1998, and floodlights went to West Ham. We were 3-1 up. I think that sent us down. That did.
Look, that was an angry face.
Yeah,
extra point.
Yeah,
exactly. And one last thing for me: Brentford beat Crewe 5-1, so it's another high-scoring game.
Yeah.
And
two good performances there.
It's a player that me and Sean have talked about. El Alagoul.
Alagui.
Something like that. Yeah. He's Moroccan.
Buried El Alagui.
Came from Falkirk, was it he was playing for last season? He scored absolute potloads.
Yeah.
So like second top scorer in the whole of Scotland, something like that.
24 goals. Like.
Said he was going to leave, so there was foreign clubs were looking at him. There was a load of English Championship clubs looking at him. Ended up going to Brentford. Juve Rosler got him in and said, look, come here, we'll do this, we'll do that. So he obviously believes in him. And the interesting thing about him is he kisses a pound coin every time he scores a goal.
A pound coin.
When he made his debut for, was it Falkirk?
I think so, yeah.
When he made his debut in the Scottish League, we'll say it's Falkirk, I'm not quite sure. As he was training before the game, warming up, he found a pound coin, so he gave it to the physio, and the physio said to him, oh, you should keep that, it's good luck. And he said, well, you hang on to it. Scored on his debut, so when he scored, he went up to the physio and held out the pound coin and he kissed it. So now every time he scores, he either kisses a pound coin or pretends to.
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure.
I think he, on the highlights, I think he actually had the pound coin
in his sock or something like that, or he gives it to someone on the bench.
Do that anymore?
Probably not, yeah.
Probably not.
Oh, if you're not allowed trims on your socks,
exactly.
The wrong colour tape on the socks, but he's just walking around with a pound coin.
Yeah.
Great fun. But so that'd be me. So Blackpool overall for me, fantastic start.
Should we?
Well, I don't see a lot of football over the weekend. Come in Tuesday, I look through the weekend's papers, and someone in Johnny Heitinger for Everton.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah. he came on in the 87th minute and made team of the day.
Who's team of the day?
The Suns team.
Sunday Mirrors.
I think that's a slight error from Mirror Football.
Not only that, they put him at left back and Leighton Baines at centre back.
I think our beloved Mirror might have made a little bit of a balls up there.
Come on, 87th minute. They gave him a seven, and he made team of the day.
Brilliant.
He must have had an absolutely blinding three minutes.
He touched the ball.
Moyes is looking to sell him after that as well.
Well, he's obviously had a word with someone at editorial. No, I shouldn't say that, should I?
So, how long was he actually on the pitch?
3 minutes.
He came on 87th minute and he made team of the day.
In the Mirror, not really.
That is amazing.
Wonderful.
Must have been a great.
I think that's fair, though, mate. I think that's your performance of the week. Absolutely. It's got to be, I suppose. 3 minutes of absolute flair.
What are you going for? Oh, Jesus. Sorry.
What the hell did you just do?
You don't want to know.
Are you alright?
No.
he's done it.
I tried to scratch myself down there and ended up really hurting myself.
He's gone to the toilet. I think he's drawn blood.
He's caught his winker in his zipper, I think.
Oh, poor bastard. Right, my performance of the week, I was going to go with MK Dons last night, beating Blackburn. In the cup.
What?
Beating Blackburn in the Capital One Cup.
Couple of shots last night, wasn't it?
There was quite a few, but I just MK Dons down in League One, beating Blackburn, you still would have thought should be up there.
Should be performing.
You're impressed with that, Stu? I know you don't like Milton Keynes, but that's not really the point, is it? But also, on the Milton Keynes Dons front, see, they've signed Jimmy Bullard.
Yeah.
Have they?
On the free. Jimmy Bullard. There he is.
Feeling alright now?
Interesting listening, though. That was a complete natural reaction.
Of course.
Really hurt myself.
My thoughts though, it was Milton Keynes Dons last night beating Blackburn in the Capital One Cup.
I just hate the whole concept of MK Dons. I hate everything about it.
I didn't want to say that, but that's exactly
how I'm feeling. Fair enough. And you see they've signed Jimmy Bullard?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, and they did right about him, didn't they?
Jimmy Bullard, man.
That's interesting.
I wonder what that wages they're on in League One.
Of course, they've got Alan Smith as well, haven't they?
Yeah.
Smith got sent off the other day.
Did he?
Yeah, nasty challenge from
midfield. Yeah.
Really bad challenge.
Has he got more red cards than goals in his career?
Probably.
In the last few years, he has. So I thought he might even be on that 100 list. No, I suppose he didn't score that many.
But
the last person on the top 100 list on here has got like 40 goals.
He might have scored that many for Leeds.
Mm. Maybe. You think he got about 30? He's not going to be far off, is he?
Yeah, maybe. He's never going to make it. It's like 100 now, is he? Not unless we'll probably give him a chance. How old is he?
Not wrong.
Yeah, and Inter Milan will be paying some of the wages, won't they?
Hopefully.
Right, so moving on, I suppose, transfer news. Transfer news, what's the latest goss?
The cup. Go on. Middlesbrough,
yeah.
How did they get on last night?
Oh, yeah. Good point, Stewie.
I'll be honest. I think Simon Edwards caught in the publicity of like tweeting at Kay before the game, and like obviously she's got a lot of followers, so it's like, oh yeah, she'll talk to me. I didn't want any of it because I thought if we lose, I don't want to be reminded of it. Luckily, she hasn't said anything to me yet. But
what was the forfeit?
Me and Simon, if she remembers and holds us to it, we're supposed to be holding up a sign saying we suck and tweeting it from the podcast account.
I'm not going to lie, I'm just going to send a little tweet now.
Oh, okay. That'd be silly. But yeah, hopefully it won't happen.
Yeah,
but, no, there was some decent cup football last night, actually.
Burton Albion did well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And they've scored a few goals so far this season. 4-2 away at Leicester. Mm. Good result there.
Yeah.
And Barcelona proved they can do it on a cold night in Stoke.
Yes, they can. That was a blinding result, wasn't it?
Yeah.
What?
Well, it was really Swindon Town.
Paolo Di Canio basically said it was like watching Barcelona.
Sky Sports news bit where he does that ridiculous little dance?
No. Or was it like fantastic. A goose step and a Zig Heil?
Is it a pop and lock? Di Canio's.
If it's not a pop and lock, I'm not really interested.
I'm not interested.
How would you describe it?
It's just a little bit. It's like a little bit sort of 80s disco almost. It's fucking fantastic. Like Saturday Night Fever. I'm going to see if I can get all of
the. See, if I walked into like Reflex or something like that, the one person I'd quite like to see on the dance floor bopping to 80s music would be Paolo Di Canio.
Oh, yeah.
Just so what did he say? I know the result last night because was it.
3-2.
I say I know the result. No, I thought it was more goals than that, wasn't it?
3-2.
4-3.
4-3, sorry.
None of us know the result.
No, I thought 3-2.
Someone scored a hat-trick and still got to kick up the arse.
Yeah, that's right. That was James Collins, one of our signings.
Why did he get
a like that, I don't care who.
Fair enough. He said in the first half it looked like Stoke City against Barcelona. Yeah, there you go.
It did, yeah, well, the new Barcelona. He's doing alright, old Paolo, isn't he?
He's never managed Barcelona.
He's absolutely flying with them.
Yeah.
He's absolutely. They've got Preston away this Saturday as well, which is one of my games to look out for.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Palace lost there, was it?
4-1.
4-1.
Should have been more, apparently, as well.
Crystal Palace. How long are they going to give Freeman?
I don't know. A lot of fans are calling for him to go already.
Well, yeah, because last season you were all about having a decent back four and you couldn't score. This season you can't defend or score.
Well, yeah, we've scored in every game so far.
That's true. You know, you've been better scoring, but you can't stop conceding.
Yeah.
Other results from the Carling Cup as well that I know is Carlisle beat Ipswich 2-1. So Ipswich have not had a good few days.
They went up
to Blackpool, got absolutely dead, stayed up there and then lose to lower league opposition.
Yeah.
Coventry, obviously Andy Thorne, two managerial changes this week. Coventry sacked Andy Thorne at the weekends. Was it Sunday or Monday? Yeah, he's gone.
But they did well at the...
Last night they won 3-2.
Yeah,
no, they drew or lost at the weekends.
Did they? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Sheridan as well at Chesterfield's.
I thought that was harsh.
What, the Chesterfield one? Yeah, but they came down last season, so you'd expect them to be absolutely like up there.
Yeah, but it's only three games so far.
Yeah, there's probably stuff
going
on.
Last season
they did win that, but they still came down.
Yeah.
The Coventry result of the weekend was 2-2 against Bury. But thing I did read, there was about 10,600 there, which is the lowest league gate. At the Rico and even Hyphen Road for a long time.
Never filled that roof.
No.
But I mean, it's not the terrible result, but they're going to be expecting to beat Bury at home.
Yeah.
And they're expecting, they thought they'd be top, well, you'd think they would be top of the league. But it doesn't always work out like that, does it? But there you go. But yeah, they won last night against 3-2 against Birmingham.
Yeah, Derby there.
Not sure what sort of team Birmingham put out, but. I know Lovenkran scored the first goal, which was nice for him. And have you seen the Nottingham Forest versus Wigan goals at all?
No.
Right, have a look at three of the goals in that game, the two Wigan goals, and the it was 4-1, I believe, in the end. And three of those goals are absolute stonkers.
Did you see Lewis McGugan's goal?
Well, hang on.
On Friday night.
Hang on, right. Nottingham Forest first, right? Speaking of Nottingham Forest.
Yeah.
Did you see Dexter Blackstock the other day when they were playing against Huddersfield?
No.
This is lovely. All right, this is one of those nice stories.
Oh, yeah. I like these heartwarming.
It's a heartwarming story. You know, Twitter gets a lot of stick, you know, in general for being negative towards football and footballers and everything like that. Well, on the way to the game against Huddersfield, it was a woman and her son were driving down and realised that they'd lost their two tickets.
Okay.
So tweeted a few of the Nottingham Forest players.
Oh, this is bullshit. Just after three tickets, aren't
they? Either way, hang on, stop it, you miserable pessimistic bastard. Anyway, tweeted to a few of them saying, lost the tickets on the way, devastated, blah, blah, blah. Dexter Blackstock retweeted. I don't know how they lost their tickets.
Turn around and go back. Blackstock, who were they playing?
Huddersfield.
It's not that far.
Anyway,
turn around and go and
Dexter
find your bloody
Dexter fucking Blackstock, the lad that he is, tweeted back saying, "Don't worry, I'll leave two tickets on the door for you. All sorted. Thank you very much."
I'm tweeting the Gillingham players next away game. I forgot I'm with all of my family, 10 of us, and I left my tickets on minibus. I don't know why I'm talking in a Chinese accent.
Why do you hate the world today?
No, I don't. But he's a little bit suspect, isn't it?
It's a little bit, but it's nice, isn't it? It's nice.
It's basically ticket touting from Blackstock as well, so I think we should report him.
Yeah. That's massively illegal.
We put him in as a naughty boy for this week.
All right, naughty boy for the week, thanks to Blackstock. But no, I was around a mate's house on Friday night, and we had the footy on in the background, and literally flicked over. But about 10 minutes
in.
It was a good game. Flicked over, I was sat there. It was, but I was like, you know, because he started the move, Lewis McGee, didn't he? Started the move from the throw-in. And it's fallen to him. And you know when he's sitting there watching the footy sometimes, I've gone, go on lad, hit it.
it's about 35 yards out.
And it just dropped lovely though, didn't it?
It was a wonderful strike. But it was one of those, last season, the free kick
some team in the championship.
I can't remember, but he scored from a dead ball as well. It was a wonderful free kick. But you know, about 5 minutes later, did the same thing. I think it was Bolton went out the other end, another like 25 yards out, gone, go on, hit it, thinking, yeah, he's just completely scuffed it.
So Bolton have not got a bad few forwards there, though. They've got Sordell.
Yep, scored his first goal from the other week.
Davies.
Ngog, who should do a thing down
you
there.
Would have thought so, yeah.
Obviously, Kevin Davis, and then the lad on loan from Chelsea, is it? Benith. Was it Arsenal?
Benicophobia. Yeah,
who they're calling Obi-Wan.
Obi-Wan.
He'd never seen Star Wars. So the Bolton fans are the first fans to start calling this, and he was like, I don't know what they're talking about. So he's now watched Star Wars, he quite likes
because
it.
Because of that, he quite likes it, yeah.
To be fair, a Jedi Master. Who would not want to be called a Jedi Master?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but if you don't know what it is, he's just like, they're just making fun of my name. No, you have to watch Star Wars.
Speaking of flair, though, of the goal, flair goal, did anyone see, I'm sure you did, David De Gea's little bit of flair on the Fulham game?
Yeah.
That was cheeky as fuck, wasn't it?
That goes wrong so many times.
But I can't remember what it was. It was one of the Fulham, I think it was the Fulham strikers, was closing him down. And he realised that
he's panicking
a little bit, and he's done a cheeky little Cruyff turn to take the ball away and dribble it off past it. And he but straight away, it's obviously shot the Ferguson on the bench, and you're waiting for him to be sat there like growling. Yeah.
Talking about if we're talking a standout performance, in fact, I think we should start doing this. We always have our standout performance. We should have our like sit stand down performance.
Right.
The Liverpool. Skirtle scored the goal, didn't he?
Yeah.
Who fucked up for the...
Skirtle
got the own goal.
Scored at both ends.
Kelly kind of passed it to him.
Yeah. And also the Swansea defender, West Ham. West Ham defender.
John Collins.
James Collins.
James Collins.
It was absolute stand down performances, those two defenders, for letting those in.
Yeah. I've got an absolute stand down performance as well. Did anyone watch the... Champions League qualifier last night, Braga and Udinese.
Oh no!
It was a great game. Yeah, it was. I was at home. I was bored. Footy on. Thought I'd stick it on. Udinese were absolutely shocking.
Yeah, like, I mean, Watford.
But yeah, this is true. But I mean, it was absolutely appalling. I mean, there was a spell of about. But then again, there was a spell of about 20 minutes. I swear, each team could not have passed three passes together.
Really?
It was absolutely shocking. But what summed it up for me was, I'll try and get the video up if I can find it. It was Pablo Armero, right? It's through on goal. Udinese are 1-0 up, which means that they're 2-1 up on aggregate for the night. This was to make them 3-1 up on aggregate. He's through on goal.
Yep.
And it's probably one of the most wonderful, it's in the box, and like, it can only be about 8 yards out, one of the most wonderful air shots you've ever seen. Absolutely missed, no pressure whatsoever, missed the ball and then fall flat on his face, face planted. It was wonderful.
Who did he play for, Braga or?
No, you did AC.
They went out at the end,
didn't they? Yeah, that was it, 3-1 up, and he's absolutely, his left foot swung at it, missed it, and his face just smashed on the floor.
They
want to
recall
wonderful.
That fella from Watford, that Vidra, he's class.
Yeah, he scored again last night, didn't he?
Yeah.
Or at the weekend, they won 2-1, didn't he?
Brilliant goal.
Yeah. Tell you what I did see on Match of the Day that was funny though, watching in the Spurs game, the highlights, it was when Gareth Bale, not a lot of highlights, and Gareth Bale's picked the ball up on the right and he's driven in field. He's about 30 yards out.
ABB's going to start playing him right back, I've heard.
Yeah, good move. he's driven up about 30 yards out, he's unleashed a thunderbolt of a left footed shot and it swerved all over the place. Foster's only managed to sort of get fist to it and it's gone out for a corner, but it's shot to Ben Foster straight after the shot, and you've just seen him with a group big smile on his face go fuck yeah. Like, obviously there was that much power and swerve in the shot, he's just sort of got anything
what,
on it.
What was the result of that game in the end?
It was 1-0, thank you.
Yeah, 1-0.
But it was just brilliant. You could just see it straight to his face, a great big smile, like fuck yeah. Like, didn't want to get anyone near that shot.
Talking of AVB, he's now one of the favourites to be the first manager to leave. Yeah, I would put Lambert up there as well. Villa at the moment.
Well,
I was talking about the other day. If you're Lambert in the summer and you get the option to go to Aston Villa, he's got to have been promised certain things. He must have been promised a bit of transfer money, or obviously he's going to be on a decent contract as well. And he knows if he gets sacked, then he's going to get that. But
re-sign Hemelski as well. Apparently, that's what he's promised.
That would be amazing.
When that happens, we can't score a goal.
But I could see Lambert leaving, as well as being sacked. I could see him actually leaving.
Hey, he wouldn't leave.
I don't know, actually. I'll have a look at him in a minute.
I don't think he'd leave. I just think he needs probably a couple more players, about three or four more players, and we'll be all right.
10 or 11, mate. Yeah,
yeah.
He might be all right.
10 or 11, yeah.
But, top half is where we're
Who would be, like, round the table? round the table, who would be your now the Premier League manager you can
to leave or sacked?
Just to leave the club. So it doesn't matter how they leave. Mutual termination, sacked, heart attack, God willing. Just put it out there.
Sam Allardyce.
Sam Allardyce to have a heart attack.
No, just leave.
I think Allardyce.
I just think West Ham is quite bored. Harry Redknapp, he's bored already. Bored walking his dogs.
There's a few, there was an article the other day on there about there's three or four managers that have got to be watching their back because Redknapp is sniffing about. He wants to get back in.
He came out in the press and said it's got to be a really big club. But I bet if like Leicester he'll be straight there.
Big club, Leicester.
Well, I don't think a manager.
I bet he's feeling really wistful at the moment. This is his time of year, transfer window. Yeah. 23 does his stuff, isn't it?
Good link. Transfers. We've had since the last podcast we did, Fletcher to Sunderland. Obviously, we talked about Jarvis as well leaving. Huddleston to Stoke. Did that go through?
Not happened yet.
I don't think that's the right move for Huddleston because he can pass the ball. They don't really need him at Stoke.
I don't know. He's still.
Why is he still held up? Is it
personal terms?
No.
He failed a medical.
No, he was coming back from injury. I don't think he's failed a medical. I think it's personal terms. But good luck to him if you go. I don't fancy Huddleston in my team anyway.
Modric to Real Madrid finally happens.
That's done. Thank God for that. Now it's all about. The spotlight is very much on Spurs in the last few days because. And apparently it's all going. Dembele apparently is nearly a done deal.
I think that's a good move for him.
Oh, I think it's a good move. I think he was again match of the day to highlights. That boy has got so much strength and pace and power. He's like, I think it'd be good. But the question is, where do we play him? And blah blah. Anyway, but
so Redknapp must be missing this so much. Yeah. Do you think he's just driving up to Skyrim?
Definitely. He's just going to start. He'll probably just turn up at the Spurs ground.
Yeah, exactly.
Just with the window down.
Joe Barn, what's happening there? He's going to Marseille, looks like now, doesn't he?
Is he going? Is he not going? His heart's in the Velodrome.
But it's no, he's actually on a flight. He's on a flight to Marseille as we speak.
Yeah. Is he just for a holiday?
No, he tweeted a picture of himself on a private jet on his way to Marseille.
Chuck him in the naughty boys, you can't use a phone on an aeroplane. Private jet or otherwise, it is.
I bet we stuck him on that QPR plane with training.
Oh.
Just get him out.
Use his flight.
He called you like the Taliban yesterday, didn't he?
No, he called himself the Taliban.
I'm guessing he was training with the youth players and other players that were.
I'm not really quite sure that's fair. But speaking of naughty boys.
Hang on, can we just. The Taliban are training with QPR. that's what I heard.
Yeah.
Joey Barton was from the Taliban. I'm guessing it's him, Jay Bothroyd, DJ Campbell.
And are the Taliban going to play in the under 21 development league or.
No, they're all over 24.
Oh, okay.
They're veterans by now.
I don't think they've
bought
their documents.
Yeah, still waiting for
a
visa.
Right, going back, speaking of naughty boys, did anyone see what happened last week? We recorded on a Wednesday last week. This happened on the Europa League qualifier last Thursday. It was the fans of AIK Stockholm.
No,
anyone see this?
No.
This is very naughty.
Nice, plastic sweets.
Very, very, no, not so much.
Yeah.
So what they've done, some hooligans, one might say, of AAK Stockholm, met at 4 a.m. outside the hotel where the CSKA Moscow players were playing. Not just a fire alarm, they were armed with fireworks, car horns, air horns, whistles, flares, loudspeakers, and they proceeded to make an unbelievable racket, woke up all the hotel, including all the players and everything like that, but unfortunately for them, its plan slightly backfired. CSKA still managed to beat them 1-0 and they've now been fined by UEFA for being incredibly naughty.
Right.
So that is extreme.
UEFA's official stance on being incredibly naughty.
That is officially.
The fire alarm would have probably been better because it would have actually got them all up and out of the hotel.
That's what I mean. But apparently they went with fireworks, car horns, air horns.
Hotel wars, I like that.
Hotel wars, it pretty much is, isn't it?
I've got a naughty boy.
Go on.
Chris Hewton.
What's he doing? Yes, he's a good boy.
Fined £1,000 for failing to tell police that it was his son's. How do you say that, Sean? Kian.
Kian.
His son Kian, 23, who's apparently a footballer, I've never heard of him, was behind the wheel of his 40,000 Audi A7 when it was clocked in 73 and a 60 zone on the M4. Oh. So. The police contacted him, said who was driving, and Christian said, I don't know, and it was his son, and they found out he did know, so he's been fined. Found guilty and fined a grand. Michael Johnson, Man City, who's still there.
Fat Michael Johnson.
Did he do anything?
And what's he done now?
He's facing two drink driving charges in court next month.
Another one?
Yeah. Well, two more. No, not court next month.
No, because there must be a second. Because we talked about the other one a few weeks ago, didn't we? And then this must
maybe
be
it's now
one.
Gone and he's facing the charges for it. And Paddy Kenny and his sex text.
Paddy.
Have you read the voicemail?
Yeah, allegedly, yeah. Have you seen what he basically says?
Say?
So, first of all, when I heard this, I thought... It was again, I heard it on Sunday, I was pretty wasted, and I thought someone said, Paddy Kenny is sex texting the QPR chairman. What he did on Saturday night after he played for Leeds, they got a result, I think, actually, as well on Saturday. He was watching Match of the Day, and when Match of the Day finished, he
it was the first weekend.
He saw Robert Green let it in, and he phoned up. Who did he phone up?
Mike Green, who's our technical director, does all the signings and stuff.
Phoned him up and said it was Robert Green's agent just phoning up. I haven't seen the score, but I heard you didn't do too well. Anyway, Robbo's he's a great player. Honestly, he's a great player.
In there as well.
Yeah, it was a few swear words.
Terrible result or something.
Yeah, and he was making out that he didn't know the result. He wanted to. Can you get back to me? Let me know the result. Don't worry, Robert's a good player. He's a really good player. And then at the end of it, he swore, went fucking idiots, and put the phone down. So you know, he's
not bitter at all.
Yeah, but he's gone home. He's had a few lagers, probably a few bit to eat as well now in Paddy.
He was partying.
Taking some cold medicine, and then he's just thought, all right, I'll phone him up.
I think it's the cold medicine that sent him bananas.
Talking of bananas, Yaya Banana.
Yeah, yeah.
I hope he signs. I really hope he signs.
Yaya Banana.
There's a player called Yaya Banana.
French League.
Amazing.
His first name is Yaya and his surname is Banana.
Our friend of the podcast,
that is absolutely
Cole
magnificent.
Fans' football team is Yaya Banana Rama. So good knowledge there, Carl.
He's an Arsenal fan as well, isn't he?
He is an Arsenal fan, yeah. Actually, talking about Fantasy Football League, the team at the bottom of our league is something about the new signing at United, Kagawa.
Oh, yeah. Kagawa's girlfriend.
Yes,
I've talked about it.
Oh, no, you weren't here, I don't think. Is she the porn star?
Yeah.
We talked about it.
I saw that, I was like, there were a few videos I
wanted to upload to the podcast site, but I didn't think I could.
Yeah.
Talking about that, Rooney's gash.
Yes.
That's it. Let's just move on.
Yeah. A lot of jokes in there, wasn't there? Last time you've seen a gash like that.
One other thing from me, would you make a Walcott leaving Arsenal, or apparently leaving Arsenal? If I was an Arsenal fan, I'd say fucking do one, mate.
I would as well. I don't rate him that highly anyway.
I don't see how you can.
Where's he going to go?
This is the thing. I don't think he'd go to.
He's not going
to
get a better team.
I don't think maybe Spurs might be in for him. That'd be a decent signing for them. But still, it's probably not a step up to go to Spurs.
Maybe a sideways step, if anything, James.
He's not better than Lennon, there, I don't think.
Well, it'd be competition for Aaron Lennon, but that'd be about it.
Yeah, I don't rate it at all, really, to be fair. I did have one quick naughty boy, please.
I've got a couple of naughty boys as well.
All right, let's
one quickly. Adam Bygrave, who used to play for Farnborough FC, is now being sacked.
Ex-Gills as well.
Ex-Gills player, I think he was on loan there for a little
while. What's he actually done? Because I've heard you talking about this earlier. No?
Well, he's posted some Facebook messages on his account for numerous racist, disabled and paedophilia based comments on the social networking site.
Smart.
Yeah, very smart. On his own
account. So the course of quite a long time as well. It weren't just like...
Sorry, I don't really understand what he's done.
He's made some
put a load of jokes on his Facebook account.
About racism.
So he's done it himself?
Yeah.
I thought he meant he was like...
The manager pulled him in after a game and said, did you do this? And he said, yeah, it was me. And then sacked him on the spot.
Yeah.
And he was a captain.
Adam Bygrave, stand down. Stand down. Stand down performance.
Yeah, very naughty boy.
Very naughty. So yeah, that's my one.
You got naughty boys or sexy boys, Sean?
Well, hang on. Whoa. Naughty boys.
These are definitely naughty boys. Ryan Thompson and Paul Willis have done Birmingham Athletic. This is given to me by Cox, actually, so well done. They appeared online in a picture mocking apparently mocking a homeless disabled lady. And fans were called for them to be sacked if it was found to be true. Apparently, they weren't mocking her, though. What they were doing is that she had a pet ferret and a pet dog, and they were laughing at her ferret.
She was trying
to keep the ferret from attacking the dog. So that's their excuse.
Have you got a picture?
This is the photo. There they are.
Why'd you bring a ferret and a dog?
She's homeless. Yeah, apparently she's not. If you read the comments on the article on the Daily Record, apparently she has a council flat somewhere in Edinburgh. So she's not actually homeless, allegedly. But yeah, so Dunfermline Athletic said, okay, that's fine, we're not going to sack you.
Brilliant.
We accept your excuse, you're laughing at her ferret.
Right, I have to note that I'm looking at our little crib sheet that we got here, and I saw Naughty Boys of the Week, and then I did spot something that I had never seen before, which was Sexy Boys of the Week, and someone's going to have to tell me what the fuck is going on. Why have we got a topic called Sexy Boys of the Week?
Well, we've got a sexy boy.
Sean, would you like to explain the website?
Not really.
What's the website called?
Called tubecrush.net.
There's a website, you go onto it after you've been on podcast.co.uk, obviously. tubecrush.net. What basically is for women and girls to take,
and a lot of men as well.
To take sly photos of men or boys that they like the look of to put on a website which then get rated. And we found Sean on this website.
Yes, we did.
Someone had taken a photo of our very own Sean Miller. I'll tweet the link, don't worry about that, guys. And he's on there, so you can vote for him if you want.
Vote me up. I'm
sexy boy of the week.
So well, only plus 44, so give me a few votes.
Bloody hell.
Right. That was nice, nice to be appreciated.
We've got a listener question.
I'll just have one last little bit of news before that. What I saw was it was during a match between two Greek teams. It was OFI and Xanthi. I'll see if I can get the video up. It was ball was being played around the edge of the area from one of the teams, and it's been knocked towards the referee, and we all know how referees sometimes get in the way, and but this referee, the ball's come to him, he's on about 5 yards outside the 18 yard box. He's gone to get his leg out of the way, but in trying to get his leg out of the way, he's inadvertently done sort of like Cruyff term flick.
Nice.
Look, absolute flair, which has chipped it over the defence. The strikers run in.
Yaya bananas.
The strikers run in and chip the goalkeeper, and it's just hit the top of the crossbar and gone out. I mean, inches away from scoring. But the replay is amazing. It looks like one of the greatest bits of skill ever done. It's amazing. And he's flown a little back flick, Cruyff flick, chipped over the defence, strikers, and he scored. If it had gone in, God knows what would have happened. But it was a great bit.
Goal if it goes
yeah, it would have been. But probably well held a bag in those. But a great bit of flair from the referee. Anastasios Kakos. Kakos.
Yeah.
There we go.
Very Kakos.
Yeah, listen to the question.
Listen to the question.
Andre Doublesin. Happy with that? Sean Miller, pronunciation. Yeah. He said...
I'd go with Doublesin or Doublesin.
Anyway, we'll take Andre.
All right, Andre.
He sent me a message on Facebook. Hi Gene, question for the pods. Favourite football computer game, including the old school retro arcade and Amiga games from your childhood all the way to the modern day FIFA 13 and Football Manager 2012. Obviously FIFA 13 is not too long till it's out. I'm looking forward to that.
I'm very excited about that.
I'll start off. Sabutia.
Sog
computer games. No. My computer games would be World Cup Italia 90, which you
bought. On the Mega Drive?
Yeah.
Mate, I fucking love that game.
Really? I thought you'd be too young for it.
No,
I don't remember.
No, I honestly did. I bet you don't remember.
No, generally, I was about 7 or 8 when it was a bit late when it came out.
Yeah, I don't think it was actually out in 1990, was it? It was like 91, 92.
Yeah.
It was like that overhead.
Yeah. Up or down.
And all you used to see was just like, it was a man running, and then if you push something, then a little leg would come out. A little Lego come out. That was it.
Mate, I love that.
That, and then my second one, and obviously I do love the FIFA games, but now they're a lot different to what they were. The ISS series was just fun.
Oh, yeah, ISS, I've
International Superstar Soccer.
My favourite one was ISS Pro 98, and thanks for doing this, Andre, as well, because it made me look it up. I looked at some video footage. The one I loved was the front cover was Ravinelli standing nose to nose with Paul Ince, and I remember the front cover would have been in about. Well, 98. ISS Pro 98. So, super. I love that.
But they'd never do anything for that, I don't think. Now, would they? They'd never put an
arcade-y. Because that was literally like the pub, the arcade games, like with a joystick. Like,
you just
used to dribble through everyone. But it was blight. I used to have hours and hours. And it's a lot different. Like, FIFA now is amazing, but. These were more fun.
Exactly. This is a bit of fun.
It's a simulation now rather than a like a
well,
fun computer
game. It's really quite hard to score like a 40-yard screamer with the outsider right foot that never would go in because it's obviously realistic now.
Yeah.
Back in the day, you could score easy.
I remember what I like, FIFA 96, I think, you could always score from the D part of the area, no matter what player you were. You could always score from that area.
Why would you like that?
Because you could do it. And if I was losing,
stand down.
I don't like working hard for playing games.
I used to like the kind of the FIFA games where you used to be able to take David Seaman and dribble through the whole of the opposition team.
Well, FIFA was good. I remember when FIFA first came out, the thing I liked on FIFA on the Mega Drive was that you could do your own celebrations. When you scored, you had like the fireworks and stuff like that. I liked that. Pretty cool.
Championship Manager 96-97, only because I had it for about 13 years. I never ever upgraded.
Ibrahim Bakayoko was like a wonder kid on that.
I honestly, about 10, 12 years, more came out and I was like, oh my, I'm sticking with my 96-97.
Yeah, for me, it was 99-2000 Championship Manager. That is my ultimate game.
I think mine would be Championship Manager around the sort of times you're talking about, like 98-99. That would be my, because that's like you, it's the one I spent most time on. Yeah. I could still play that game now.
Yeah,
I could still be in my room as a 13-14-year-old playing that. Yeah. If people
hadn't masturbating and playing, playing Champ Manager.
Sometimes at the same time.
Exactly, yeah,
absolutely.
So I've got
my. And if my mum come near, steady, mum.
I thought I've got to mention again. I gave my old man a bit more stick at the weekend as well because he was at the game again watching the Brighton and Hove Albion game. Yeah. And I was watching there watching Sky Sports News and. Suddenly flashed up, Wayne Bridge scores 35-yard wonder strike. So I text him saying, two bob that Wayne Bridge, and he texts back, fucking piss take. That's all he texted me back.
I actually thought of your dad this weekend when I saw that.
I'm not sure how
I often think of your mum. Moving on quickly, go on, Jay.
I've just got quickly, we've been sent in an infographic, would you call it?
Oh, God, yeah.
Just from Daz Woods, who sent it to Facebook. It's
send it to Facebook.
Send it to our
Facebook page. Yeah.
To Facebook.
I believe it's his kid. I want to see that.
Yeah.
I hope so. Otherwise, that's a bit worrying. Yeah. Isn't
what he's done is from the prediction show that we did. He's put some of his predictions on there. So
fair sacking, Coxon. Hold on.
Brilliant.
Season flop, Dan Silva.
Thanks.
Ooh.
And he's just got some other random stuff on there. Albion forever.
Which Albion is that?
Hates Spurs. So yeah, it's
There's some other podcast references. Yeah.
Lukaku on loan at West Brom.
To be fair, when he came on against Spurs, he was an absolute terror.
This is my favourite. 2012/13 prediction? Torres celebrating hat trick at 3-point lane with Pop and Lock. that was my phone.
Amazing.
Top signing as well. He thinks Oscar's going to be the top signing. But yeah, cheers for that. Yeah. And thanks. And going back to what Andre sent in, thanks to Andre as well because I really enjoyed that chat.
Also, Andre, I've remembered that he's really good at puns. He commented on the photo of the dog with like hundreds of puns.
Literally hundreds, or
literally
like 10?
Maybe 6.
Yeah, okay, not hundreds.
But they were good though.
Anyway. Okay. But yeah, if you've got any questions, you wanted to mention anything on the show. Give us a shout or get the contact details coming up in a minute.
Blinded question, actually.
Yeah. Just quickly, anyone got any fixtures to stand out and look out for coming up this week? Standout fixtures.
Spurs, Norwich getting the 3 points, first 3 points, please.
Is that Spurs? So you've got a chance.
Liverpool Arsenal
should be a decent game. Man City, Southampton Man United is the 4 o'clock game on a Sunday, I believe.
Yeah.
Another 6-3. Go on, thanks.
That'd be quite good, wouldn't it? That would be quite good. I've just picked a couple out from the lower leagues as well. In a championship, Cardiff are at home to Wolves.
That's right, yeah.
Should be a tasty game.
Yeah.
We talked about these lots earlier. Preston North End obviously got a good result last night against Palace. They're at home to Swindon. And Swindon are absolutely flying at the moment.
Preston are about 19th in the league.
I think they won at the weekend. Graham West is getting there. He's doing it.
Yeah.
He'll do it. And then
in
League 2, interesting one, Rotherham home to Bradford City. Bradford City lost their first game to Gillingham away. Since then they've won all three games, including a 2-1 at Watford last night. And the other one, AFC Wimbledon. I don't know if you've seen this, boys. They had two games this week. They lost 6-2 at Burton and 5-1 at Bradford.
Yeah. Was it an average of a goal every 18 minutes or something like that?
Oh, 11 goals in two games between the Tuesday and the Saturday. They're at home to Dagenham and Redbridge, and Dagenham have only...
That's pretty good match. That is actually a goal every 11 minutes. 18 minutes.
It's not good anyway, is it?
No.
They're at home to Dagenham, and Dagenham have drawn one and lost three of their four games this season as well. So,
clash of the Tides.
Pretty interesting one there.
Just want to say, you know when you boys poo-pooed, we had predictions for QPR against Norwich after the 2-5-0 thrashings, and you were like, I said 0-0, or doing this. I was pretty close at 1-0, wasn't I? It was a crap. These are the floodgates run open. I just want to say,
Right, well done. You didn't get a score right.
Well done.
Pretty close.
Fellas, we're on 53 minutes, so I'm going to have to... I've got the Hogwarts still.
Well, again! You've been teasing me for 2 weeks now. All I can think about is Hermione Granger.
Should I do a quick one?
Go.
All right. I'll do this one because it's my the only one that I'll do personally this season. Yeah. A guy called Bradley Dack at Gillingham. He's 16 years old. He's come through the same youth setup that brought the likes of Matt Jarvis through, England international and Premier League player. Andrew Crofts, Welsh international Premier League player. No, not the same sort of stance.
Still.
But still. Ryan Bertrand. Nice. Champions League winner. Debut on the Champions League, England player and Premier League. Yeah,
he played all right the weekend as well.
Gillingham made $200,000 when he played for England because we got with the signing on things as well. So it's basically the point I'm getting at is a decent little youth setup that come through. End of last season, the youth manager Darren Hare started talking about this kid Bradley Dack as being like a really good prospect. Scored 20 odd goals in the youth team last season, broke a few records, playing from midfield as well.
How old is he?
16 I believe now. Yeah, I think 16, maybe 17. So they've likened to Frank Lampard, which is a bit of pressure on a young lad.
I was just going
to
say Frank Lampard, isn't it?
But he, Martin Allen came in over the summer, and he's basically got the attitude of, right, well, if he's that good, we'll put him in. Came on and made his debut against Bradford in the first game of the season and was within an inch of marking it with a goal. Came on with about 20 minutes left.
Your scout comes to see you, didn't he?
Well, no.
Kind of tipped him off, didn't you?
Yeah, well, you know, I talked about this scout on the scout. He was like, oh, so the, I can't remember what call number Bradley Dack is. The game that I was at, Bradley Dack had played the first half, played pretty well, and come off a sub. And he was like, why did the lad, whatever his name is, and I was like, oh, Dack, yeah, he went, oh, yeah, Dack. He acted like he didn't know who he was.
Oh,
why did he come off? And I was like, oh, well, he was playing quite well, but basically what happened, we were getting overrunning the midfield, so he brought an older player on with a bit more sort of strength.
Yeah.
He was like, oh yeah, he's a good player, what do you think of him? And I basically told him what I'm now telling you. It turns out he was a scout for Brighton and he knew about Bradley Dack anyway. So I was like, oh, don't sign him for cheap. Bradley, if you're listening, then you might be going to Brighton, and if you do, you owe me some money. But yeah, he hit the post on his debut. He's played quite a few games since then. He played last night as well against Middlesbrough. Didn't look over.
He's got a Twitter account as well, hasn't he?
Has he?
Yeah, I think
so.
Oh, he has. I'll tweet at him.
He's got a dodgy Twitter picture though, hasn't he?
A dodgy Twitter picture.
Yeah.
Does he look young, good looking, and successful, Jay? Yeah. Is that what you don't like him?
Bradley, change your Twitter picture to look older, less successful, and more ugly.
He'll see what he can do.
Put a picture of Sean up.
Hey.
One to watch.
When's Bradley Dack have been on Tucrush?
Fair.
So, one to watch. The second Hogwarts. We've now got the Southampton fullback. Name I've forgotten.
Already?
Anyone know?
Nah.
No.
Absolutely useless. And Bradley Dack is the second one.
Right.
I'll be putting these on the site, and I'll get a definitive list of who we've got over the course of the season as well. So we'll go for that.
Yes, with your suggestions as well, please.
Definitely.
Yeah, well, very well reminded. Go on.
No, go on.
I was just going to do the roundup and tell me that.
Go on.
Yeah, I'd like to hear someone else, the voice of someone else, do it.
Well, email us banter@footballcast.co.uk, Facebook us www.facebook.com. See, I've got three W's. You've got three W's in there.
Yeah.
See that as well. Three W's.
All good.
www.facebook.com/thefootballpodcast. All complaints too.
@SimonHead. Always the same.
Follow us on Twitter.
Actually, that's on the infographic as well. It's on there somewhere, complaints to @SimonHead, I'm sure it is, on the right hand side.
Standard.
Down there somewhere. Yep, go on. Yeah,
follow us on Twitter @FootballPubcast and visit us at our website www.footballpubcast.co.uk. I've been Stan Silver. You've been Jim Staples.
this is face a little bit. I don't like it. I'm turning it off.
Oh, what?